trekking the world of second editions. Just like remakes of older movies and TV shows, a common practice in the tabletop industry is for publishers to release new editions of games. This is so common and so well done that in 2022, I had an entire top 10 list of excellent remakes and new editions of games released in that year alone. There are a few different approaches to new editions. One is for a publisher to revisit games that they previously published. For Stonemaier, that includes Viticulture Essential Edition and the Between Two Cities Essential Edition. Another is for a publisher to create a new edition of a game previously published by someone else. We did this for Libertalia Winds of Gjallcrest, and Restoration Games is particularly well known for doing this with games like Thunder Road Vendetta, Downforce, and Unmatched. I recently heard that Underdog Games is making a second edition of Trekking the World, and Nick kindly offered some insights about their process. I believe these are relevant to any publisher considering a second edition of an existing game. Thanks, Nick. I'll also chime in with some examples. So this is Nick. The context for this discussion: my company, Underdog Games, is working on a second edition of our game Trekking the World. It's a major redesign. The question of second editions is one I've struggled with the whole time I've worked in games professionally, around 10 years, and this project brings a lot of tensions into relief because it's a big swing for an already successful game. I've also been in publishing long enough to know how easy it is to be wrong. No matter how experienced we get, what we know is dwarfed by what we don't. Criticism is a great defense against ignorance, so we cherish criticism and practice openness to it. I welcome all feedback, even the toughest. My first question to Nick was, what are a few of your favorite second editions of games from other publishers and why are they notable for you? Nick first mentions Twilight Imperium. There have been four editions over about 20 years. The creators were committed to improving it over a long period. What would the trajectory of the game be and how good would it be if they had stopped at the first edition? It wouldn't have the quality it has now, and I suspect it's only evergreen because of that long-term commitment. Nick also mentioned War of the Rings second edition. The first War of the Ring was broken-ish, despite having incredible elements. The second edition fixed it, and it's now a legendary game. The above illustrates that there are paths from good to great through new editions. Our goal isn't to make board games, but to make great board games, and we try not to underestimate how hard that is. 5,000 games are published each year. We want to make something that feels like it's in the top five. But think of how many talented, determined people make games. The Jamie Stegmeyers, the Reiner Knizias, the difficulty can't be overstated. The games mentioned above are heavy. There are fewer lighter games with second editions I adore. One that acts like a second edition is The Crew Deep Sea. I think it's better than the original, and its reception suggests a lot of people feel that way. This is Jamie for a second here. In preparation for this post, I asked Stonemaier ambassadors for their favorite second editions and why. Here are a few representative examples. Improve graphic design, iconology, and or art, like with Seven Wonders, Ra, and Summoner Wars. Upgraded components, like Agricola and Camel Up. Increased replayability and enhanced mechanisms, like Libertalia, Glenmore II, Santa's Workshop, and Sheriff of Nottingham. Better rules setup and accessibility, like Eclipse and Twilight Imperium. Improved and redesigned balance, like Ashes Reborn, Betrayal at House on the Hill, Dominion, Great Western Trail, and Through the Ages. New modes of play, like Descent and Mansions of Madness, and culturally inclusive updates, like Great Western Trail and Zombicide. My next question for Nick was, in your article about second editions, you talk about the wealth of feedback you've received from thousands of comments about the first edition of Trekking the World. I can certainly relate to that. How do you balance the value of that feedback with your ability to serve customers as best as possible with the first attempt at a game? Nick says, we published Trekking the World first edition in our third year when our systems were young. Our goal is to build feedback systems to approximate post-publication feedback before we publish. We've gotten closer. Most of our design system has focused on two questions. One, how can we get more feedback in a tighter feedback loop? And two, how can we eliminate systematic bias? Nick says, I could fill a book with our work on these questions, but here are probably the four biggest developments. One, we've built a group of 3,000 customer advisors. We ask them on average about 5 questions each week about stuff we're working on. In the heat of creation, it's easy to be blind to how varied perceptions of the world are. This group addresses that. Number two, high throughput playtesting. We've built a system that allows us to do online playtests more rapidly. Three, split test. In a split test, you have playtesters play 2 games or 2 variations of the same game back to back. It's easier for designers to understand tester experiences through comparisons. Another benefit, it helps us understand if we're making progress or lying to ourselves about making progress, which is common. And number four, principles documentation. We enshrine what we learn in a living document of design principles. In my opinion, it's the single most important thing we've done. It helps us effectively bring to bear all the feedback we've received and every valuable thought we've ever had to each project. I recommend reading Leigh Dalio's book, Principles, to understand the power of this. He ran the most successful hedge fund in history and is regarded as one of the best decision makers alive. Regarding checking the world, we felt we had to make a new edition because our bar for excellence has risen. In 2022, we published Trekking Through History, and it's now by far our most critically acclaimed game. It's now the first game of ours that a lot of folks play. If the second game they play is Trekking the World and they don't like it as much, that's a letdown. Companies that let their customers down tend not to do well. But there's a difficulty. We're trying to serve two groups of customers. One, customers who don't own the first edition, and two, customers who do. On one hand, we think those who don't own Trekking the World deserve our best, and we believe that's the second edition. We don't want to knowingly sell them something that's not our best. On the other hand, we know that some first edition owners feel their copies are being made obsolete. That sucks. What sucks more is that the second edition is such a major redesign that an upgrade pack would cost the same as the game. I ask any customer who's upset about this to reach out to contact@underdoggames.com and we'll find a way to make it right. My next question to Nick was, from what I've read, there are a number of significant differences between the first and second edition of Trekking the World. What made you decide to frame it as the second edition instead of a new game? Are there considerations for those who have already or even recently invested in the first edition? Our goal is to make an evergreen world travel game that could be in every home. With that in mind, early in the project, we contemplated making it a new game, but decided against it. Here's why. The first edition already answers some questions as well as we know how. For example, the title, interface stuff, graphic design, art, and especially the location choices. Arriving at those answers was hard, and if we started over on a new game, we'd use money and labor we can't afford to find answers we already have, or worse. It would also result in two games about world travel in our catalog. That typically causes confusion about what to get and forces us to spread our marketing across multiple things, both of which hurt sales, a problem we can't afford. So instead, we combined our best existing answers with our new insights having to do with the game dynamics. That way, we end up with one single new edition, our only world travel game, embodying all our best answers in one. Consideration for first edition owners. As mentioned, we asked first edition owners unsatisfied with their experience to reach out to contact@underdoggames.com. We'll find a way to make it right. Also, Jamie here, briefly, I learned in discussing this topic with ambassadors that when the new edition of Dominion was released, Rio Grande offered upgrade packs for any cards with updated mechanisms so fans didn't have to rebuy the entire game. The core gameplay remained the same, though. Same rules, just some updated cards. This is different than Trekking the World. My last question for Nick was, Underdog Games is turning to Kickstarter for the second edition. Do you think crowdfunding works well for second editions? Do you have anything special planned as it relates to the Kickstarter that you think customers will value over other forms of releasing the new edition? Nick says, I've run a campaign for a second edition before, for North Star Games Evolution, and it raised a lot more than the first edition campaign. So it can work financially. A harder question, can we make it a good experience for backers? We try to create campaigns we'd want to back ourselves. For this one, we'll only have two pledge levels, no stretch goals, helps us to ensure quality and delivering on time, and most important, no exclusives. We won't offer anything during the campaign backers can't get after. The only difference is price. We see it as a chance for folks who believe in us to support the project and get the game more cheaply, 20 or 30% off retail, depending on the pledge tier, without destabilizing our balance sheet. Nick links to the Kickstarter notification page and to a special pre-campaign offer. Thanks again so much, Nick, for answering these questions, and I look forward to seeing this new edition. The rulebook is stunning in how succinct it is while still providing numerous visual examples. What's your favorite second or new edition of a game? What do you want publishers to consider when they think about new editions? Let me know in the comments of the original post.